This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. It's time to puck around and find out because the Stars are beginning the playoffs tonight against Vegas, theoretically at 8:30, realistically 8:45, 8:50, we think.
I'm going to leave the house at 7:30.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That gives me plenty of time.
You live close. Yeah. 7:30 for you, Kevin. Okay. That's like, yeah,
I'm not going to make
it. That's a journey.
It takes
right there.
Me about 10 minutes from my house to park.
Oh, okay. Great.
That's so nice. It's a little bit of a long walk. I park way past like the Hooters and, what's that other place?
Dick's.
Joe's. Dick's, yeah.
Last resort, Kevin.
So, it's a walk. I park about, takes me 10 minutes to walk from where I park.
Okay.
And it's nice weather, so it's not like you're going to have swamp butt or anything like that when you get there. So that's a good thing. That's positive.
That's nice.
I did want to add this to the conversation, Kevin, because I think this is fantastic stuff. And always the inner workings, the dynamics of couples that have different allegiances. I've always wondered how this goes. And Blake, or at Mr. Carter B on Twitter, messaged us this morning and said, I may be getting a divorce after round one of the Stars playoffs.
Oh, no.
Wife is a Knights fan, born and raised in Vegas. She's getting full heel me this series. I had to hear it's your Golden Knights one too many times. It's time. And then he sent us a screenshot. Him. It's game day, bum. That's what he said to his wife.
Oh,
and
dear.
She just replied, game day. And he said, you're the enemy. Let's go, Stars. And she said, Blake, they suck. We hold the championship. Make sure to eat that chicken and pasta tonight. And he said, make sure to hold your fat L when those bum Knights lose. It's happening. I'm letting you know all about it. And this is my favorite thing. I'm keeping track of how things go throughout their marriage from now on.
That is so contentious. My wife does not have strong sports opinions.
To get involved.
Yeah.
My wife just, she's like, oh, who's playing? Is it the playoffs yet? That's how it always is. If I'm watching a basketball game, regular season, middle of the year, she's like, is it playoffs yet?
Our country music star Casey Donahue will be cheering on the Stars tonight.
Talk about, dude.
Not no Vegas Knights.
Last night, my wife was going to bed and she was in the other room and I heard them singing the national anthem and I said, are you watching the beginning of a sporting event? She goes, I think it's hockey. And then they started singing O Canada and I was like, okay, are you watching Vancouver? And then I started singing some of the lyrics and she goes, why do you know the lyrics to O Canada?
O Canada.
That's a fair question.
The queen also our queen.
Okay, so help me out here.
Stand on guard.
Vegas stunk in the regular season for the first time in a long time. For the first time ever, right?
Particularly in the second half, because early in the season, they looked outstanding.
I know that I'm getting maybe to y'all's prediction quicker than maybe you want to, but I had Mavs in six. I know I didn't say that Friday, but obviously when they lost by 300 points, I'm still taking the Mavs in six. So where are you guys at on the Stars? Because it feels like when you're the one seed versus the team that barely made the playoffs, it feels like you should win in five.
Okay, I have them in five. Kevin has them in six.
Six. But if you would have gotten the Kings, I think you could have swept.
I had the Mavs Gretzky in six and the Stars in five last week. And I'm still in this mindset that the Stars are out to punish right now. And I know the Knights kind of got all the pieces back together. But as we talked with Brian Ray the other day, it takes some time whenever you get all your pieces back together to get that chemistry back a little bit. And I think they're going to struggle with that because the Stars are going to force it. So that's why I just have the Stars in a completely different mindset than they were last year.
I have Stars in seven, and I hope I'm wrong.
Is the concern the physicality that Vegas can bring to the table?
Yeah, and I'm probably really wrong on this because I think people have told me that follow hockey way more than I do that this isn't the same Knights team. They don't have really the same roster. Fair. But I just saw them take us apart last year in the playoffs, and I just think the Stars are going to prevail. They're going to get to the second round. I think they have a great chance to play our Rangers in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
It's with an S, right?
Yes. It's the Stanley Cup Final that you leave the S off of.
Good. I wanted to make sure I got it wrong. So I'm just nervous. I'm nervous about these Golden Knights figure out ways to win series, and maybe they don't have the same people, and maybe they don't have the same belief, and maybe they're tired of winning. But I'm nervous about the Golden Knights.
All right. Maybe this will make you feel better. Maybe it won't. How many Dallas Stars players do you think are in the top 50 in the NHL in the playoffs? So,
how many people are on the Stars roster?
25.
Ooh, look at that.
All right, 25.
Because I know it used to be the same as baseball, right? But now baseball has one more.
It's not 25.
Oh, dang it.
So it's the top 50, and there's 16 teams in the playoffs. So
but there are 25 guys on the team.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Okay. No, he's saying all 25 Stars aren't in the top 50.
Correct, especially because you have scratches in
24.
RoboCop's on there.
Okay, but how many? Let me try this again. Thought we'd made this clear. Maybe not. Chris, if you have any notes for where I'm messing this up, let me know.
95.
There are the top 50 players in the postseason. How many of them are Dallas Stars? Before we get into naming them, how many Dallas Stars are on the list?
You said six. It's not 24, so 23.
Way too many. Six? Can you give me a number closer to six?
22.
You know what? You've got me there. That is
number
closer
four.
To six
is on there.
I'll say seven.
Four.
Oh, I just was four. Saying. I was just saying like number four.
So they don't even have Ottinger on there, huh?
No,
they do.
Oh, what about the douche? 95. Duchesne.
He's in the honorable mention category.
That's okay. I like it. I like it. You know what? Underrate him.
Robo.
Okay.
Ottinger.
Okay. Are you taking notes or are these official
number
guesses?
Four, those are good guesses.
You
number,
said RoboCop and you didn't say yes or
Jason
no.
Jason Robertson is number 24 on the list.
All right.
Jake Ottinger, number 37 on
Pavelski.
The list.
Haskinen.
Pavelski's not on the list.
Number four, our defensive.
Haskinen.
Our defensive guru.
Joe Pavelski, by the way, also honorable mention. Miro is the highest rated star at 16.
16?
That seems low.
It does, doesn't it?
So they had the second best record in all of hockey.
Yep.
And they only have the 16th best player?
By the way, they put Connor McDavid fourth on this list. So, like...
Whoa, who's... can you help me out here?
Austin Matthews with the Maple Leafs. Look, he scored 69 goals
McKinnon,
this year.
McKinnon, is he top five?
Nathan McKinnon is third behind Cal Makar.
Okay.
Who is also on Colorado. So, look, Colorado's got two of the top three players...
And you know what? Didn't help out the Mavs last night.
Good point.
All right, so here's what I can't decide then. It's either they gave some love to Jamie Benn.
No.
Or they said that this Wyatt Johnston kid is electric.
What about Stanky?
I want to remind you of a conversation that we had last week. Who sometimes gets forgotten that definitely should not be forgotten?
Yeah, okay.
Iglesias, the closer for the Braves. No, I remember this conversation.
In the conversation of the Stars, Mike, it's Roope Hintz, number 31 on the list.
He's number 24 on your team.
And in your heart.
But I really don't want to make people's brains explode when I tell them that Robertson is 24 on the list, and then it's going to be a whole thing.
Let's revisit this. Miro is number 16.
Correct.
Number 4 in your heart. Okay. Who's the next one, Kevin?
Robertson at 24.
Robertson at 24.
And Hintz is 31.
And then Ottinger
is 37. Now, to put this in perspective, if this makes you feel any better, Las Vegas does not have a player higher than 28. Noah Hanifin, the defenseman.
What number? I'm being honest, not trying to goof off, because I need to know numbers for tonight. What number?
He's number 15.
Number 15 on his jersey.
On his jersey,
okay,
correct.
Thank you.
So he is the highest rated player for Vegas. So, Vegas also has four on the list, but their numbers 28, 35, 40, and 50 on the list.
Dang it!
And so...
why didn't they play worse and give us the Kings as nobody?
That was freaking Vegas' fault for screwing that up on the last night. The Kings messed that up, too. But my point is, they both have four, but all of the Stars players, if you go, like, line by line, are better. You have home ice advantage. you have the better record. You have the more prolific goal scorers in terms of, I guess, in terms of you have the more well-rounded goal scorers. There are so many things that are in Stars' advantage right here, but I'm still going to say six. If it was the Kings, who you'd smoked in the regular season,
four.
I think I might have predicted a sweep. I'm not feeling sweep here.
So are we worried at all tonight because the Stars didn't play their best hockey at home? They played their best hockey on the road?
I'm not.
Did that change late in the year?
I feel it kind of equalized, okay. If that, you know.
And I feel like you can kind of get that back in playoffs. I think that that can kind of change in hockey playoffs.
Vegas
a little
is
bit.
Not good.
Is
on
there
the
anything
road.
That I should know going to my first ever hockey playoff game, rooting for the Dallas Stars? I want to make that clear. I'm rooting for the Stars tonight. What should I do?
Be loud. Remember that night you went to the Mavs Clippers game 3, I believe, and it was just you had a headache from how loud
it was.
Got
22-2 and still lost.
Yeah.
That was amazing, and we all had masks on and everything.
The environment should be like that.
Yeah, that helped.
I'm hoping the environment's not like that. I hope it's not one of those typical Dallas crowds that's like, "All right, we're here now, show us something." But I mean, you deserve that as a Dallas fan, like you, or as any fan, you deserve that your team goes out there and does something for you. But you got to be, y'all have to be involved tonight for sure. This is interesting, Kevin. None of these, I didn't even realize Miro and Rope are 6-year guys, but no extreme like vets on that list, like veteran guys.
Because the two that you would have said, or the old guy without a cup theory, which we'll probably get into as the week goes along, that's where Pavelski, you know, thrives, but he didn't make it. So, yeah, Pavelski and Duchesne both on honorable mention.
That's good. Are all experts picking the Stars like in a quick series?
No. Oh. And by the way, the betting line for this is exceedingly tight. I think the series odds I saw are Stars minus 140 and Vegas 120. There's something to be said, and Broadus was talking about this last week. There's something to be said about playing the defending champions.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of how much your roster has turned over or the struggles you've had, there's just something about you're the defending champion.
Well, and the fact that you lost to them on the way there last year too.
True.
Like that's another factor that definitely weighs in on it.
And
will I have a voice tomorrow?
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Is it weird that I kind of hope the answer is no because you went so bananas?
Because they scored six goals.
Well, we do have the Cowboys press conference tomorrow, so Mike will have a chance to rest his voice a little bit. So. Whew.
At the end of the day, they're going to have a press conference.
Tonight's score is 4-3 Stars.
4-3 Stars?
4-3 Stars. Unless you get one of those awesome Avalanche Jets games where it's like 7-6. Like that. Is that fun? Is that a fun hockey playoff game for you if you're
really
in a 7-6
like, I really
game?
Like Andrus. So I'm going to say no because like it probably didn't go well.
Dude, when I was on the road, that Ottinger, that was pure luck, right?
The diving stick save?
Awesome.
I know you didn't even dive. You're just like,
stuck his paddle
watch
out
this.
There.
See you later, puck.
Got it.
And if it makes any difference to you guys, final power rankings from the Athletic going into the postseason. Vegas, 9. The Dallas Stars,
2.
6.
Number 1.
Oh, Rangers.
6.
No respect for the Rangers, even after winning the World Series.
The New York Rangers, in this instance, are actually 4th.
By the way, Mike, I did a study. Every time the New York Rangers played and the Texas Rangers played, the Rangers, they were 5-1. They both won out of 10 games. It was 5-1-3 was their, is that right, 9 games? 5-1-3. So there were 3 nights that they didn't play together. 5 times they won, they both won, and 1 time they both lost. Wild, isn't it?
Are you guys jealous?
For real?
Because I'm going to the game.
Oh, definitely. Chris, are you going? You have a Stars sweater on.
I'm not going tonight. Going to game 5 if necessary.
Oh, wow.
I'm jealous.
He's already thinking the Stars are going to lose. Amazing.
They're winning 4-1, baby.
Okay. Gentlemen sweep. He'll be there to watch
like
the closeout.
I like it. Yeah, I'm pumped up. Got a really good text message this morning.
About the Stars game. Oh, the Stars told you what their score is going to be?
No.
Oh, you're going to the
from
game.
From my buddy Dave from Boston. From Boston. Shake it. Shake
it's
it.
You two particularly together.
What about it?
That causes this.
The ratings boom?
Yeah. We're the yin and
actually,
the yang.
Actually, yes. Probably.
You're the dots. Isn't the yin and the yang?
I'm
like
the dots in the color scheme.
Or maybe we're the dots.
Well, we could be the dots. You're both colors.
Isn't
you're
that a yin yang thing?
I think you're adding an extra G to the end of one of those words.
Yan?
Yin and yang. Yeah. Ying and yang.
I think that's how you pay for things in certain countries.
Yin yang.
Coming up next.
The yin?
Yin yang.
How much yin do you have?
If game yang? One, and that's with an E, if game one was the opening of a chess match.
Yin is an alcohol.
Shut up! Do the Mavs now have to drastically rework their strategy?
You should have told the Mavs to shut up yesterday, halfway through this first quarter.
We'll do it next right here on The Fan.